This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet. It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after 3 visits. So pick up yours today.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show. Great Lakes Dragway of County KR and Racine had a great weekend out there. They had Leroy Butler out there this weekend for Mofoco's Bug Fest.
Oh, hey.
Also, Truck Nationals.
Hey, be careful.
And they had your boy J.O., Jeff Orlowski.
J.O. was out there?
Yes, sir. For final inspection, him and Steve Zotke rocking it out.
I like J.O. I mean, yeah.
You don't like J.O. as much as like Gina Della, but like.
No, but I got a whole new meaning of J.O. this last trip out to Arizona, and he and I became best friends. And, of course.
It's the best friends that anybody could have.
Right? Right?
It's like the hangover where you guys are singing songs.
Man.
Bonding over Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, but you know who else we saw out there was Gina Della from
Pella. We did see Gina Della from Pella out there.
Folks, Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin's best windows and doors out there. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process right now, folks. They're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months. No payment until June of 2020. Folks, experience the Pella difference. When you work with Gina Della from Pella, you work with her and her entire team. They're there to make your job run smoothly, folks, and don't worry about the weather because they'll do it year-round. So call them up today at 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600 or go to PellaWI.com. Ask for the zero down, zero financing, zero payment for 18 months and tell Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin that Gary and Leroy sent you.
414-799-1250, the phone number, live at 1057FMTheFan.com, the Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen,
never frozen
inbox. Never frozen. Never frozen. And your takes are never frozen because we like the hot takes in that Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. Also on Twitter at 1057FMTheFan. You can call us at 414-799-1250. That's what Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane is for. We reset the big topics, give you the final say on them during the 5 o'clock hour of each and every Wendy's Big Show. The right lane today, the first conversation point on today's show. Do you think home runs are good for baseball? Justin Verlander definitely doesn't. Yesterday out at the MLB All-Star Game, he says, quote, it's a blanking joke.
Whoa.
Major League
Whoa.
Baseball is turning this game into a joke. Whoa. They own Rawlings. This is all Justin Verlander yesterday at the MLB All-Star Game. Own Rawlings, the baseball manufacturer. And you've got Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, up here saying it might be the way they center the pill. They own the blanking company. If any other $40 billion company bought out a $400 million company and the product changed drastically, it's not a guess as to what happened. That from Justin Verlander. Rob Manfred goes on the science that we have and that the science is very similar. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to get carried away a quote from Rob Manfred that you have too many home runs. But let's not forget that our fan data suggests fans like home runs. It's not the worst thing in the world, says Commissioner Rob Manfred. Sparky, do you think home runs are good for baseball?
Well, I think it's good for this generation and that we have the baby Tausch millennial generation. I think it's sure. probably good from that standpoint. I think everybody likes offense. That's why the NFL has done everything in their power to increase offense. They're making like Arena League football. They've done everything there. Basketball, obviously, now it's turned into a three-point shooting contest instead of actual basketball games. So you've gotten your wish there. I think there was maybe one team that averaged under 100 points, or no teams that averaged under 100 points last year in the National Basketball Association. So, I mean, from that perspective, it's all about the offense. And when Rob Manfred took this job, he said, we need to fix pace of play, and we need to figure out how to get more offense in this game. And what was it? 6 months later, in the second half of that season, all of a sudden home runs spiked up, and nobody knew what was going on. And home runs have been up ever since, to the point where it's more than the steroid era. And for the commissioner of baseball to say, and he doesn't really know what's going on, I guess I have a hard time believing that he or somebody in his office doesn't know what's going on when they own the company making their baseballs in Rawlings. I struggle with believing them at this point.
Gary, at this point, 22 teams are on pace to hit over 200 home runs. And just in starting pitching, last year, Chase Anderson, our own Chase Anderson, mm-hmm. led the major leagues in home runs given up at 29 home runs given up. Right now, at this point, there's four starting pitchers that have given up 20 home runs, and we're at the theoretical halfway point of the baseball season. The baseballs appear to be different, and Tim Allen and I had a conversation about this on Friday when he was in here for the big show, and just on the field test, you want to talk about the eye test, just the field test of the baseballs. A baseball from a major league game 10 years ago and a baseball that was used in Cleveland, ironically, earlier this year, that you can just feel a difference with the laces. You can feel a difference in the sweet spot appears to be a little bit bigger, maybe a little bit wider. But you just heard Rob Manfred right there. Sure. And he says, let's not forget, our fan data suggests that fans like home runs. It's not the worst thing in the world for there to be home runs. Do you think home runs are good for baseball at the rate that they are now?
It depends on how you like to watch your baseball. And I happen to like both, actually. I mean, I like the 2-1, 1-0 game. I like the pitcher's duel, so to speak. I like it when we hit home runs. I don't know which is I prefer over the other. I think it's you get a little bit of everything when you watch baseball.
A little bit of a horse apiece.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch the Yankees, Red Sox, I think out in, was it in London, England, mm-hmm. somewhere, you watch that game. That was super exciting on a big stage like that. You get all those runs scored like that. If you're a Brewer fan, I would most certainly think that you would like home runs because that's kind of how that team is built. You play in a small baseball park. They build that team to hit home runs. So I'm assuming you would tend more to like that. But what I don't want is them juicing baseball to get butts in seats because if that's what they're doing.
Like scheming up to make sure you
can
sell tickets.
Well, because I think you know how it works. I think, the NFL did this. I mean, they want mm-hmm. to draw everybody, and they want to draw women and children. Of course, they know what they get with the male population. So how do we make NFL a little bit more exciting? Well, by scoring more points. And so they put in defensive rules, and they told you why they're doing it. They never told you they want people more come. They told you they want to make the game more exciting. So now you can't touch and hold people like you used to, but you're going to score a lot of points. And Steve is right. It is arena-style-like. It's wide open. And now you have a lot of females in that and such watching the NFL because it's a wide-open game. It's a little bit more exciting. If baseball is gearing toward that, then why don't they just say that? Now, right now, you've got Justin Verlander saying that the baseball is juiced. Manfred says they're not. I don't know who to believe, but you're right. There mm-hmm. could be a noticeable difference in baseball.
Well, and if the proof is in the pudding, like the home run numbers, there's got to be a reason. And some scientists say that there's less drag in the baseball this year, meaning that it's going to be coming in a little bit faster. It could be coming off the bat a little bit harder. And I think some of it also, and we can be clouded, and me as the millennial, I enjoy all the launch angle and the sabermetric part of the speed off the bat, the exit velocity. I was watching last night, Jason Benetti was doing a really, really good job on ESPN2 where they were doing a broadcast showing you the exit velocity with every single pitch, the launch angle that was off the bat, and like which mm-hmm. players
this
are going to use.
Real nerdy stuff that you were talking
super
about.
Super nerdy stuff, and I think I watched it for about 7.5 minutes because then at one point my head just like
I'd love
like
to know how
explode.
Many people watched it. That's what I want to see.
I'd love to know what the ratings were in that sense. But like, two, that kind of stuff fascinates me because I just think back to when I was a kid playing youth baseball, and Sparky, you can teach or talk to this a little bit more. So I always hear the coaches just say, the guy's throwing the hardest we've seen in a tournament. The faster it comes in, the farther it goes, right?
No doubt. Yep.
How many guys back in the day were throwing 100 miles an hour? And all over baseball, dudes are throwing 100 miles an hour, 98 yep. miles an hour. Like, these athletes are getting bigger, faster, stronger. You saw Vlad last night, Vlad Guerrero Jr., 20 years old, and he's hitting the ball 480 feet.
Mm-hmm. Good bloodlines. That helps.
That definitely helps too. And he's got that.
His daddy was a beast too.
Dude, yeah, he just reminds me of that old Prince Fielder swing, like where every ounce of your body is in that swing.
Well, he got a grown ass man swing and a grown ass man body.
You know what I mean? He is big,
man. Kind of hanging all out off the side.
That was for sure. Josh Bell, too. They were just measuring his shoulders on MLB Network. That dude is a monster. Like, he looks like he could be playing inside. Yeah. Like, he could be playing defensive end, and I wouldn't want to
line up against him. Alonzo's not small either, now.
He's a thick boy, too.
Alonzo's not a small dude.
That's why they call him the polar bear.
Yeah.
He's a big dude.
That's why they call him the polar bear. Do you think home runs are good for baseball? 414-799-1250. And in that, we saw just records just shattered and laughed at last night. I mean, you saw four or three different rounds where somebody hit 29 home runs and broke the single round record in the home run derby. Like, that's another way to put it.
I just can't get excited about that. Because like I said before, if the belief is there's something different with these balls during the regular season, now you're telling me you're going to emphasize and tell everybody we're going to do home run hitting and just go back to the day with Sammy Sosa when he got caught with his bat.
Cork
bat. He said, well, that was supposed to be for batting practice or whatever else. What are these guys using in the home run derby? Anybody checking their bats before they go out there and hit a home run derby?
That's true.
What are the baseballs that are being used in this from Rawlings versus what they're using in the regular season? I mean, when I see dumb stuff like last night, I'm sorry. I guess I have a hard time buying into all of this was on the up and up.
You want to see what Jock Peterson's bat was like in there? Shiny blue one that he was rocking?
Got a hard time buying into all this. Sorry.
Cunha Jr. was launching balls out of there, too. Yeah.
I mean, that's a great show. I mean, you're paying
it
over
was awesome.
On the secondary market, they said yesterday, you're paying over $400 a ticket to get into the Home Run Derby. So at least you got your money's worth.
Man,
over $400 a ticket.
And what did he win, $1 million?
$1 million bucks. Yeah. And donated most of it.
Well, he's only making like $500,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
$555,000.
Right. Yep.
The two guys that were in the finals yesterday, Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Pete Alonso, both rookies, both making $555,000 this year. And you have guys, $26 million, who didn't even make the All-Star game. Josh Bell, first baseman, switch hitting first baseman for the Pirates. Yeah.
Monster.
He's a big dude.
He's huge, Gary.
Holy moly.
He looks like he could play inside backer or like a defensive end.
No, he's outside backer all day. Go get the quarterback.
Pass rush.
Yes. You see, and that's what baseball hasn't had a lot of. They haven't had a lot of big, just muscle-bound dudes that
He ain't really muscle-bound.
He's not small.
He's just a freaky big dude.
He's very athletic, big dude. Mm-hmm. He looks like Clay Matthews in them.
But for years, they never got those guys in baseball. Those guys went and played football.
Well, African Americans, yes.
I mean, you didn't get those guys.
No,
you just did it. I mean, Dave Winfield, I guess, was a big athletic dude that got drafted by the NBA, the NFL, and MLB.
Yeah.
So you had, but there aren't many of them. I mean,
you're right.
Even if you look at, like, we always bring up Ken Griffey, comparing him to Cousin Ira. Griffey wasn't sought after being a football player or anything of the sort.
He was baseball
all the way through. Yeah. His baseball frame was a baseball frame,
long and
lean. That's what he was.
Yeah.
Didn't have a lot of these. When you had big guys in baseball, they were big fat guys in baseball.
Well, you had Winfield.
Right. That's the only guy that
we said,
that I come
said
up
Winfield.
With. Winfield was the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay, get past him. Now who?
Willie Stargell.
Okay. Well, was Willie Stargell built or was Willie Stargell?
Well, he's old dude, you know, back then. I'm trying to think. No, you're right. There's not.
Nope. There's not. Yeah. Carlos Gomez, look at that, how that dude's built. There weren't a lot of those guys back then.
No, not like
you
that.
You didn't see those guys. Built 6'3", 6'4", run like the wind, and just built.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, running
well,
like here, running
well,
all
now,
over the place.
Well, now, the Brewers had a run of them. All those jokers in the outfield, that Santiago and that, who was the other cat?
Oh, Santana, there was also.
Who's the other cat they traded to Miami, that joker?
Louis Brinson.
Brinson.
He's a big dude, too.
They were all 6'3", like that. Broxton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all three Broxton of those Long. Guys were like carbon copies of one another.
Yep.
And all three of them are gone?
All three of them are gone. Yeah. All three of them are gone. All three of them are gone.
Hey, David Stearns, what do you like about those three guys? Well, we think they're athletes and they can play multiple positions, and that's the way we're going right now.
And other teams.
And other teams like that, too. Other teams like that, too. That's the right lane. Do you think home runs are good for baseball in the center lane? Does Russell Westbrook make the Milwaukee Bucks the title favorite? Add some context here. They're second in title odds. 3-1 are the Los Angeles Clippers. Milwaukee Bucks right now at 4-1 to win the NBA championship. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Yeah, I think there's no chance, no how. I'm going after Russell Westbrook because I think he kills team chemistry. I think he comes in wanting to be the guy. That creates problems with Giannis and Middleton. Middleton doesn't get enough shots with Russell Westbrook on this team. That creates problems, even though Middleton got paid. Still think that's going to be an issue because you have a bunch of egos involved. I don't think it works out. From a talent perspective, yeah, it puts you as a title favorite. It puts you in front of the Clippers. I mean, if Russell Westbrook is the second best player on your team behind Giannis and Middleton is your third best player, then that's probably the closest anybody has to a super team in the National Basketball Association. If we're talking strictly on talent, then yes, they are the odds-on favorite to win the NBA title. The problem is there's other factors that come into this, and one of which is Russell Westbrook's head, and that is something I do not want to deal with in the Bucks locker room.
Gary, do you believe Russell Westbrook makes this team the title favorite in the NBA?
Yeah and no. I agree with Steve. I think we're on the same that I think he hurts the locker room. Hey, I got a tweet by this guy. I think he tweeted all of us. My third burner account, I think he says. As about the only Bucks fan living in OKC area, I can assure you that's about the worst move the Bucks could make. OKC would be better, but the Bucks would ruin their bright future if they bring in Russell Westbrook. I wouldn't agree with that. I mean, I just think, listen, if you're the, just think about this logically right now. If you're the Milwaukee Bucks, it feels like you're already almost a shoe-in to make it to the Eastern Conference Final.
Yeah, it's just Philly for the most part.
Boston, maybe. I mean, I like Kemba a lot.
That's a coach's point guard and a coach's
run team. I like him a lot.
Team.
Losing Al Horford's going to hurt them.
Yeah, it is. It's going to hurt them, but I think I like Kemba a lot in that. Maybe now, what's the head coach you like there, Steve?
Brad Stevens.
I think Brad Stevens can do what he wants to do.
Without run, Kyrie there? Without,
mm-hmm. I think he'll coach better.
Yeah,
because he'll have this joker look on his shoulder.
Kemba's a four-year college player, played under Jim Calhoun.
His kind of guy.
Yeah, it definitely is.
That's totally his guy. I agree, yeah. He's a Butler guy. Mm-hmm. I want to coach the joker up. He'll listen. I think you'll see Stevens be a much better coach than he was last year. And so that's why I think they're still a threat. But still, it's just really the Bucks. Eastern Conference Finals to lose. Why would you want to bring him in there with that? You're almost a shoo-in to make it to the NBA Finals.
But once you get there, do you have enough?
Well, it's either
if you got Russell Westbrook,
feast
you
or
got
famine
enough.
Because if you get him and he doesn't work out, you've just screwed your team.
You're in the Kyrie Irving situation where you might be bouncing
not
the second round.
Kyrie Irving, you can't get rid of him.
Sure, because that contract's massive.
And you can't bring in nobody else.
This is the only year that
Giannis would leave for sure.
The contract you would assume from Russell Westbrook, this would be the only year you would pay him under $40 million for a base salary.
No.
That's the center lane. Does Russell Westbrook make this team the title favorite for the Milwaukee Bucks? 414-799-1250. The left lane, does this team have the opportunity, the Milwaukee Brewers, this team, have the opportunity to be as special as they were in 2018? I have a bunch of highlights. I can play a couple of them for you here after the break. Just the conversation comes because there's just not, people point to there's not that special moment. Like, there doesn't feel like there's that, those magical moments. I got a couple of them here, and the one that I really think Steve likes involves somebody that could be the special story, Keston Hira.
And Hira sends one deep to left, and this game is tied! Keston Hira, a two-run blast, number five on the year. And he swings and drives one into deep left center field. This is back, and she is gone! Orlando Arcia, a two-run home run. His second home run of the game.
That's Orlando Arcia, Keston Hira, highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin with Brian Anderson. And on June 1st, when the Brewers came back in a game that they then, at one point, led 5-1, then trailed 9-5, then came back with a Keston Hira game-tying home run in the ninth. Orlando Arcia wins in the 13th. Just a one moment, Sparky, where you can kind of feel the magic still that there was in 2018. But do you believe that this team has the ability to be magical here in the second half like the team in 2018 was?
No, I don't see it. I mean, April of last year, I said, I think like second week of the season, that I thought there was some magic to this team. There was some specialness to this team that could end up with them, you know, going deep in the playoffs or World Series. I haven't felt it all year. I just don't.
Really?
I don't feel it. I don't see it. There's nothing to it. I'm excited Keston Hira is here, so that'll be fun to watch in the second half. Hopefully he can carry him a little bit. Their pitching is atrocious. I mean, I just don't see how you overcome as many holes as they have on the pitching staff. I mean, you're talking about having to have complete reversals of what some of these guys did in the first half and the second half in order to have a chance to go to a World Series. Can they have a chance to win this division with how bad they're playing? Sure, because everybody else in the division is just as bad. They're all playing like 500 baseball. So it may take 85, 86 wins to win the division, but I'm sorry. I just don't think that's good enough to beat the Dodgers in the NL. It's not good enough to beat the Yankees in the AL or whoever, Houston, whoever comes out of the AL. I mean, you're just not talented enough to win a World Series at this point, barring some unforeseen thing happening, like all these pitchers reversing what they did in the first half.
You didn't even feel magic like this on opening day?
There's power threat off the bench for the Cardinals.
No.
And there's a fly ball
really?
Back in the deep right center field. Lorenzo Cain.
That's a beat the Cardinals on opening day.
Yeah, it was an awesome moment.
Yeah, it was.
And he hasn't had a good year since then.
No, he hasn't.
And see, that is another thing. I mean, they were batting Lorenzo Cain in the cleanest spot the other day. Why? Couldn't tell you.
Because he won a World Series when he was a three-hitter.
Good.
Just
probably had
saying.
Better numbers when he was a three-hitter than he does this year.
270? Only 20 points. That's like the variance of line.
20 points.
Yeah, only 20 points.
He has no business being in the cleanup hitter right now. Not the way he's playing. He just doesn't. And that's literally where Council is right now. He's just kind of throwing darts at a wall, hoping something sticks and they can run with it. Grandal worked as a leadoff guy for a little while, but he's got to figure out what his best lineup is and then hope some of these guys come out of it. Aguilar finally had a good game before the break, and now he sits and watches for 4 days. So any momentum he could have had just got stopped more than likely, and now you got to wait till Friday.
Well, no, Jesus had been finding that rhythm. He's hitting like 260 in his last 30 days. On base percentage, almost 400.
You're good.
They're pulling through here, Gary. You're looking for improvement from within for them to possibly be that special team, right?
You're good. Sure. Sure. I mean, yeah, you hope that they are, but you're good. I love it. I love it. I love your passion.
You and I love. Yeah. I love that he's not a Cubs fan. That's what I love.
Oh, wow.
At least we don't got to deal with Rami. Oh, I'll take happy. Happy go lucky, baby Tosh, Brewers, Tim Allen, Rudloff guy. Okay. I like it.
Well,
I'm just competitive.
Well,
I don't want to hang it up.
With Brewers, I'm being competitive. Are they in first place?
They're a half game back.
They're right there.
There you go.
Right there with a chance to win this division.
And a chance to go to the World
Series.
That's
all you want.
Independent
Let's
race.
Let's stay in it now.
We'll stay in the now, and they're independent race.
That's
okay.
It.
All right. Sounds good. This is the Wendy's Big Show here and now. 414-799-1250. Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane on the Fan with Young Express before we hear from Anthony Mandela.
Young Express company. We're talking about so much is continuing to grow. Are you looking for a new career? Would you like to be a part of a Christian-based family-run company? Of course you would. Company that's been in business over 27 years. That's stability, folks. How about a company that's been listed on Inc. magazine as one of the America's fastest-growing companies 7 out of 8 years? Success. Well, you're in luck. Young Express, the company we talk about so much, is growing. They currently are looking to add to their dispatch department and sales departments. You've heard me talk about what a great company this is to work for. Now go and apply online at youngexpress.com. JUNGExpress.com. Let's talk about dispatch, shall we? This is pretty simple here. Pretty much each and every one of you, more than likely, can fill in some of these traits that they're looking for. Good basic math skills. You should be able to have that. Good phone skills, I would think. Able to navigate a computer. You better be able to at this point. An overall friendly disposition for dealing with a variety of customers and drivers, a.k.a. don't be a jerk. Experience is desirable but not necessary. We'll train the right individual. And you can become a part of the Young Express team's dispatch department. Now, what do you get? Competitive hourly wage, paid holidays, vacation time, 401k with company match. Love that part of it. And a health plan. Apply for the position that fits your passion at youngexpress.com. Sales or dispatch. That's JUNGExpress.com. JUNGExpress.com. Young Express. Success drives. Wendy's Big Show serving up hot and fresh on the Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Baby Tausch, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler out on assignment today. He should be back tomorrow. Hey, speaking of Wendy's, if you got some baseball games tonight or any other sporting events where your kids got their uniforms on, get a free Frosty at Wendy's if you go to Wendy's with your kid wearing their uniform. So make sure to take advantage of that. Also, don't forget $1.99 kids meals throughout the summer after 4 o'clock at Wendy's. Kids meals have everything your kids like for just $1.99 after 4 o'clock. right now for a limited time at Wendy's. And then don't forget your favorite Made to Crave menu just got an upgrade, a chicken upgrade. And just when you thought the Made to Crave menu couldn't get any more delicious, got a full lineup of awesome chicken sandwiches joining the ranks at Wendy's. Introducing the Avocado BLT Sandwich, the Sossum Bacon Chicken Sandwich, and the Barbecue Chicken Sandwich, my favorite. Three bold choices packed with flavor. So why settle for basic when you can upgrade with fresh, never frozen beef or tasty premium chicken? Go ahead, satisfy those cravings with any one of Wendy's epic choices.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Greatly Trigway, pick a lane in the midst of it off County KR Road down there in Racine. You should be there. Quickly before we get to Mike on the south side here during Great Lake Tregway, pick a lane. You guys see this from the Brooklyn Nets, excuse me. General manager Sean Marks says he found out Kevin Durant was coming to Brooklyn off his Instagram post. There was no official meeting until after that. So he just said, you know what? Don't worry about it, guys. I'm going to come.
Y'all just figured it out.
What would have happened had Marks told the media that we've never met with Kevin Durant and he's hurt. We don't really have any interest.
They pulled the James Dolan. They're like, you know what, man? We're really not thinking about giving you the max.
What do you think KD would have done with that?
Yeah, he knew I wouldn't have happened.
Oh my God. The Knicks never even got a meeting with him because the Knicks weren't going to give him max money. Knicks said, we're not giving you max money coming off of
that.
Never even had a meeting with KD. Never even got to that point.
What else do you have to do? If you know you have a superstar, I don't care if he doesn't play for 2 years. You'd be the most relevant you've been in the last 20.
Right.
Like, it doesn't really matter as long as you had somebody. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, brings Mike on the south side. Mike, what's going on, brother?
Man, 5 days, no speak.
Missed you.
Franchise did a great job. We chatted this weekend. Russell Westbrook, the guy, I love him. He would walk on hot coals for wins, but it has to be his team. He's not going to share with Giannis or any other superstar. He would, and how do we know he would want to come here? And my Brewer highlight?
Doesn't matter. It's a trade. It doesn't matter whether or not he wants to come here. He doesn't have a no-trade clause.
We don't want him disgruntled.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you're right about that.
I don't think he'd take any guff from any Drake on the sideline, but we don't need that.
That's true. He'd pop him just like he was going to pop that little kid.
We don't need him kicked out of a boring game either, though. I mean, he almost went MMA on a 12-year-old, so.
Kid shouldn't have been there.
Brewer highlight? How about Hernan's clean inning in that 18-0 whooping? Try to get at least the last out on that. That's kind of funny. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, Mike. I don't have the last out. I have the last run of that game that he's talking about when Hernan Perez threw a clean inning and an 18-inning win.
And a big hit in the right field. Fans is it. Here comes Greg Dahl. Throw to the plate. And the Brewers win it. A six-hit night for Ryan Braun. And he locks it up.
Ryan Braun, six-hit night. Franchise record. Personal best. Six hits in a game. Walks it off in the 18th inning. That is magical, Stevie. And Ryan Braun having a very good year quietly. 270 on pace, hit about 25 homers, driving about 80 runs.
Yeah, no, Braun's been rather solid this year for the most part. I mean, hasn't had that breakout year hitting over 300 necessarily, but he's been solid. He hasn't been a weak link in this lineup at any point. Christian Yelich, he's special. I'll give you that. Woodruff.
14 bombs in a month.
Woodruff might be having a special year for Brandon Woodruff at this point. So I'll give you a special there.
No, it's just the start for Brandon Woodruff.
I hope that's what it is.
Right, yeah. So you got those two things going for you. Grandal is having a rather special year offensively at the plate for himself. So I'll give you that. Moustakas is having a special year in the power category.
Big time.
But if we're talking special in wins, if we're talking about winning a World Series, you've got way too many pitching deficiencies between the starting rotation and the bullpen to try and overcome. You're asking too many guys to reverse course of what they did in the first half and be different pitchers in the second half to think you're going to win a World Series. So I'm just not there.
Or other pieces coming in and being big time. Other pieces that could be brought
in. But see, that's the problem. You just said it. You put a plural on the word pieces.
They made four deals last year.
I understand. But that last year, you thought, or at least I did, they had a chance to make a run. You didn't see anybody in the NL where you're like, they can't beat them. There was none of those teams. You thought they could beat everybody that you were going to put in front of them. They had a chance. At least I could argue they had a chance.
Yeah.
I can't argue that this year. I can't.
We're 3-4 against the Dodgers this year already.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right there.
That doesn't matter in the regular season. Not nearly as much as what it's going to be in the postseason when you start lining up pitching rotations. And
like when the Dodgers choke every year and never win the World Series, like they have the last five.
By all means, bet against them when they get to the playoffs.
I will. I will not bet on the Dodgers. I can tell you that much right now. Now, quick, Gary, yesterday Seth said this, and he brought up Seth Everett. He joins us Mondays, 3:48, that the Brewers are going to have, because all other divisions in baseball are pretty much over. No other division in baseball is within six games at this point. So the Brewers are going to have, throughout the rest of the year, whoever wins in the NL Central, they're going to have to play hard every single night, knowing they got something to play for every single night.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between those teams like the Dodgers, who are up 13 and a half games right now, coasting in, and then being in a five-game sprint to try to win that series? Like, is there an advantage for the Brewers because they do have to play 162 games of theoretical playoff baseball?
Well, yeah, I think you know, if you're the Dodgers, you got it on cruise control. I mean, that could be good or bad. Good that you're resting your players. Bad that you're not amped up every single game. Good and bad for the Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
Good that you're in playoff mode every single game. Bad that you're overexerting yourself and may not have anything left by the time it comes to do what you need to do.
That's a good point. That you could
Does that
make sense? That you could have fired all your bullets at that point.
Right. But everybody else in your division is going to be doing the same thing, too.
Sure.
So what does that tell you? That the Dodgers are going to be in the World Series again?
Well, not necessarily, because usually the hottest team wins. A lot of times the hottest team wins in pro baseball.
Well, you're not taking the night off.
The hottest team in pro. Right. You're not going to be able to.
The Brewers.
So if they start rolling, they win 20 games like they did in the last month last year?
Yeah.
Whew. It's going to be hard for anybody to bet against them.
How many games do you think they win?
How many games? I had them at 86, I think, right around there, 86, 87.
Yeah. Do you have those stats up? How many games we all said? Or
you had 92. Sparky had 93.
Really? Wow. You want to go back and look at it? I thought I said 88.
Oh, okay. I can pull up the tape for you then.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might want to go look at that.
So you said 88 games.
I might have said 88.
Do you believe that they can win 88 then?
Close. It's probably close to 85 and it is 88, isn't it?
Yep. Not with you in there.
That's three games. That's a series.
Somewhere around 500.
Yeah. It's probably close to 85.
That's 10 games over 500. That's not 500.
Well, 81
86
wins.
Games, that's 10 games over 500.
Okay. So they could be five games under 500 or they could be five games over 500. There's a legit possibility they could finish under 500.
Sure there is.
There's a legit possibility.
And still be in the playoffs.
Well, depending on how bad the rest of everybody else is in this division.
They'll be doing the same thing.
Yeah. Half game out of the wild card, half game out of first place. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM. The Fan always in first place. Tie a bow on it. What?
You ever heard of... oil pulling?
What?
Oil pulling.
No.
Okay.
Oil pulling?
Yeah, oil pulling.
Can't say I do.
I just learned this new thing from Craig over next door. What's his name?
Craig Carson from Kiss FM.
Yeah, oil pulling. It's you take coconut oil, teaspoon. You put it in your mouth for 20 seconds. No, for 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes every day. And gets rid of all the bacteria in the mouth. He says I should start doing that.
They make, I actually brush with it.
Cool.
Crest toothpaste with coconut oil in it.
Yeah, coconut oil. You take the coconut oil, a teaspoon of it, and you rinse your mouth out with it for 20 minutes every single day.
All right.
I do the coconut oil toothpaste. They say that's supposed to help with cavities and everything else.
Yeah, cavities, all the bad stuff you got in your mouth.
Okay.
Mouth supposed to smell real fresh.
Sure. The more you know.
Yeah.
The more you know. The more you know about Robert's specialty meats.
Baseball's annual Midsummer Classic is tonight. There was an all-star line with delicious options for grilling out this week. Robert's specialty meats is the runaway favorite. Babe Ruth was known for eating hot dogs before the game. Imagine how many he might enjoy such tasty treats from Roberts, like their legendary ribs on a stick, boneless pork ribs marinated in a smoky barbecue sauce, or the equally popular marinated chicken skewers and barbecue, garlic parmesan, or Door County cherry. And just like there are plenty of all-stars on the bench, you'll find over 30 varieties of original sausages and brats at Robert's Specialty Meats, from mild to hot, plus a nice selection of gourmet burgers. Call them today at 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and to reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their cherrywood smoked beef sticks or jerky, perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 414-799-1250. The phone number during Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. That was where we had a couple of interesting ones. Mike always brings the heat, always brings the fire, the juice, and the passion. We'd love when we hear from Mike, but there's always a question that I want to ask.
What's
is like,
ask?
Mike is always, he's always got to like run down the list, right, Gary? Like where he's like, the Brewers, give you this one, this. I wonder if he's got it all in his head or if he takes notes.
Yeah. All right there.
Just right at the top of the tongue, just
right there.
Right on out.
Yeah. Out.
Wonder how many different people have like notes. Because like that's impressive. When you come in here, you got your notes, you know exactly what you're doing. And my man Roger in Cudahy, he's prepped. He knows what he's doing. He's ready to rock and roll any single time. Yeah. He dials number. He's got the notes in there, ready to rock and roll. Stevie. Big game tonight. Big
game tonight. Nights against Franklin tonight. No,
that is a rivalry game. I've never heard one.
That is.
They haven't played each other at all summer.
Z-Nice versus Franklin.
This will probably be the first and last time we see Franklin. So we'll see how it goes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes today.
Now, have we gotten any taste of the hatred between those two yet?
No. No, our coach went to Oak Creek High School, so he's not a Franklin guy.
Oh, so he'll have a lot of it.
So he's like ready for it tonight.
Make sure Logan's not yelling at the bench. We don't need any of that tonight.
Yelling at what bench? At
Either one's probably right.
No, he doesn't yell at the other bench. He'll dance at him.
That's amazing. Yeah,
okay.
We'll do that, too, when he's Big Show back tomorrow at 2.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.